This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
In a regular session by the Florida legislative, during the Florida legislative session, things got derailed oftentimes, actually, with a pretty paltry amount of success rate of bills that were filed and then ultimately got passed through the House and the Senate. But the big story that we were following late last week on Jacksonville's Morning News was the lack of a deal on the state spending plan, the one piece of business that Florida lawmakers actually need to do each and every year. So they're going to return. And then yesterday, I read John Kennedy in USA Today, Florida Network, and Jacksonville.com and the Florida Times Union about a late hour deal that emerged, and lawmakers evidently are going to be returning to the Capitol next week. I wanted to bring John into the conversation and try to get an idea of what changed, because they were so far apart in the House and Senate. And over the weekend, I'm sure you're probably doing a lot of reporting out on what ultimately changed and brought together the House and Senate leadership, John.
Yeah, they'd been pretty much at odds for quite a while, but then late Friday night is when the framework of a deal was announced. Again, you know, details are still pretty scant, but it to a certain degree, it involves, like a lot of these kind of negotiations, where one side came up, the other side came down a bit, and they wound up with something. So they indeed are going to come back into committee meetings the week of May 12th, and they have given themselves until June 6th. To finalize the budget and tax breaks that they're planning. But everything else, all the other policy matters, are dead for this legislative session.
And on that point, I saw in your report that of the 1,823 bills filed this year, 227 had passed the House and Senate, a 12% success rate. Is that, like, really low, historically low? Did you have a chance to go back and look?
Yeah, maybe call it low. You know, I don't know about historically low, but yeah, you know, in the end, it turned out a lot of stuff. There was little agreement, and a lot of the matters that they were considering just, you know, kind of faded by the wayside in the end, with the focus on the budget and tax breaks.
Last year, for example, it was an 18% success rate, so obviously lower in context to the 2024
sure.
legislative session. Now, on the spending bill, there's always a lot that the nitty-gritty that obviously you're going to have to get to over the coming weeks ahead, but we do understand that there's some tax cuts in there. What are some of the biggest, like, headline-grabbing tax cuts that we might ultimately feel in our wallets?
Yeah, the most remarkable one is apparently a deal, what they describe as a $1.6 billion reduction in the state's 6% sales tax. So that's going to come down a bit. That 6% state sales tax may wind up being something kind of odd. It may be more like 5.75%. You know, in other words, a quarter of a percent may be trimmed from the state sales tax. That's the biggest of the provisions that have been announced. Again, I think there's still going to be a lot of hammering out of details of that, but that's kind of remarkable. You know, there was some concern by the state Senate that with the economy nationally and, you know, arguably globally icing up right now, that this is not the time to give away tax receipts that the state collects, because that's what funds the state budget. The sales tax alone is about 75% of the state's general revenue. So cutting that, you know, going forward, if the economy cools, that's going to have an impact on, you know, everything you get from the state, any kind of services. So we'll have to see how that goes. That was something that the Senate was wary about doing, but here in the end, they agreed to a little bit less than what the House had initially wanted.
John, unless I'm mistaken, the governor has touted multiple years over in the budget of reserves. Is there enough in reserves, and how much may be there to offset any potential downturn and be able to pay for this sales tax reduction, albeit small?
Yeah, if necessary, if the economy were to go real south, there will be reserves. It's probably in the vicinity of about $14 billion in reserves, which sounds like a lot, and it is a lot, but it can go quickly if you have a real economic downturn. Those are things we don't know right now, but yeah, there is money for at least a year to tide things over, but already on the horizon, state economists were warning that the state was going to have to cut back on spending next year and the year after are both projected to be potential budget deficits. And this time around, the state is cutting back in this framework of a deal. They are cutting back on the size of the state budget. It's going to come in roughly under about $115.5 billion. Mm. That was what Governor Ron DeSantis had proposed. But the legislature is crowing that they're going to come in even less than that. So it'll be a dial back in state spending. But, you know, we'll have to see how the economy holds up in coming months.
Talking with our state capital expert, John Kennedy, with USA Today Florida Network. And while that's the sales tax, there had also been a fair amount of noise made about property taxes. Where is that going? That's not involved in this spending bill, but there is an effort to try to look at shaving that completely by, what, 2026?
Yeah, there's a possibility that the legislature will put on the ballot next year a measure that would either eliminate or, you know, somehow overhaul property taxes, which are mostly dollars that go to local governments. So if you cut property taxes by a lot, that's going to affect, you know, your police and fire and everything else that comes through local governments. So that's going to be a real kind of wild card. The House has formed a committee that is going to be looking at this idea into the fall. And I think the Senate is supportive of this. And the idea is that somehow, possibly as early as, November, the legislature may be able to come up with some framework again of an idea that could go on the November 2026 ballot. And it would be up to voters. You'd have to get 60% of voters to agree to some kind of overhaul of property taxes. But that seems to be something that Governor DeSantis and the legislature are looking at right now.
You can already hear the political advertising both for and against as local governments, law enforcement, police and fire may already be putting together their 30 and 60 second TV and radio advertisements to push back against it because of how big of an impact it would be. So lawmakers have until June 6th to finalize their work. When does the state budget actually begin? So we kind of have that deadline already cemented in our minds.
Yeah, the state fiscal year begins July 1st. So, that will give a few weeks in the event that they can't get it together by June 6th. I guess they can try again. But yeah, there's not a lot of time. But July 1st is the opening of the new fiscal year for the state.
I would imagine in all of your decades of covering the Capitol, you don't necessarily book a vacation right afterward, but you saw this one going into overtime, but maybe not necessarily all the way through May and into early June, huh, John?
Yeah, exactly. it didn't seem like it. I know we have the Senate budget director, chief in the Senate. He's got a expensive cruise planned in late May. So I think that figured into the end date of the June 6th, because I think he's going to be missing in action there for a while. So it has a lot of impact on a lot of people.
The smell of jet fumes can certainly motivate lawmakers, both in Tallahassee and also on Capitol Hill, right? John Kennedy
very
with
true.
USA Today, Florida Network. You can read his work in Jacksonville.com and the Florida Times Union. The headline from yesterday was great. Session derailed by dollar divides, deep distrust, then late hour deal emerged. And we'll continue to follow the next steps in the return to the Capitol next week, May 12th. John, always good to hear your voice. WOKV News Time, 9:50.